might have stepped away from the rig. He was going to be my guinea pig. I have this file on YouTube. I've had to make a YouTube channel and throw a file up there for that. You know, the house concert that I was telling you about. And on the keyword section of the YouTube channel, I thought, I wonder if I put my call sign, WRKU327, and the ham radio call sign, I wonder if people would be able to search on that. So I was going to use him as a guinea pig to see if he could find the channel based on call sign.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I haven't heard about that, but I don't know. So you have a YouTube channel. Please text that to me. I'd be interested in that. That'd be great.
Comment.
Go, comment.
37644. Gotcha.
Did the search on one of the call signs actually render a YouTube channel?
Affirmative. It brought up a video. It was the second result, and then the Pacific Northwest channel.
Yeah, that channel it's a channel with one file. I did a house concert. The file is 141 minutes long, and it's the whole damn concert. Whole darn concert. Sorry about that. So you got to really be super bored, or else, you know, like an elephant, you eat it one bite at a time or something. I don't know. Anyway, thank you for being my guinea pig, Cameron. WRKU327.
No problem. I'm sitting here in front of a computer doing nothing productive anyway, so figured I'd do that. We'll talk to you later, Wes, and Kimber, you both have a great night. WRV644.
Thanks, Cameron. Appreciate that. Hey, Wes, I just punched it in as well, and I got two videos that came up when I punched in your GMRS call sign. 1 minute video came up at 8 minutes and 11 seconds. The other one at 1 hour and 41 minutes and 31 seconds. I got them both.
I don't know what that – I better look it up myself. I don't know what that 8-minute video is, because my channel only has one video, so I don't know where the 8 minutes is. It must not be me. It's probably an imposter. So, who knows? If it seems like espionage or some evil form of, you know, who knows? I don't know what that 8-minute one is. Yikes.
This is RUA 709. I got Wes Mulsbury 1, the Friends I'd Lose 2, and then another one with the old Barney House concert.
Huh. I wonder. I'm going to have to check out what the first one, because the channel's only supposed to have one file on it, so I don't know what's going on there. And it probably, maybe it told it. With AI, you never know. You just show up everywhere. You could probably put in, you know, toenail fungus and wind up showing up as, you know, in some gallery of rogues for all I know. I don't know what's going on there.
Well, it pulled you up from the Southern Oregon Songwriters that you did over in Jacksonville. So that's what it was, and it's even got your lyrics coming up as you're singing. It's pretty cool.
I better check that out. No, I mean, that should not have been associated with a call sign for sure. Interesting. I hope the guitar was in tune. I haven't even heard that one back yet. I may have to ask the person who posted that one to take it down, because it may be awful.
Oh, come on. Come on. It's your moment of fame. Don't take it down. I didn't turn the sound up, so I'm not listening to it. I will. But you'll have to wonder whether it sounds like you or me when I get the mic too close.
I hope it sounds like you when you have the mic too close, because sometimes sounding like me might not be quite as dulcet as those tones. Anyway, I'm going to get off there. You guys you totally verified for me the fact that the keywords on the YouTube channel do actually link, because to actually look it up based on a call sign pretty much solidified the link. Cool. Good to know. All right. I know how that works now. I couldn't do it on my computer because connections and cookies and all that kind of stuff already linked all that code together. So anyway, talk to you later. WRKU327 listening.
Hey, Wes. The person who posted, the people who posted the 8-minute and 11-second video is the Southern Oregon Songwriters YouTube channel themselves. And it says, Wes Mulberry, one is The Friends I'd Lose, two is Stormy Times, June 27th, 2025, at the Pony Espresso.
Yeah, that's a different YouTube channel. And if you were to look my name up on that one, not my call sign, by the way, but my actual name or last name or something like that, you'd see a bunch of videos that go back two and a half years, 3 years. So pretty much almost every song I wrote, I played at that Pony Espresso coffee shop on the fourth Friday of every month, dating back a couple years. So they're all there, but most of them I'd had a couple beers and my guitar's out of tune, and they're pretty awful. So I don't really want to promote that. Just saying.
I gotcha. Okay, yeah, I see your YouTube channel. And all right, just wanted to let you know what I saw.
Well, remember, you were kind of saying, oh, shoot, I'm sorry, I couldn't make the house concert. Well, because you've played. You and your band have played at Old Barney, so you know what the venue is like. In fact, I came and listened to you guys, and you're like, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't come. Well, and I said, oh, don't worry about it, because it's going to be on YouTube. Well, there you go. Boom. Now you can have joined me a month and a week later.
Oh, my head is sunk low. Yeah, I'm sorry I missed that. So I will go check it out and let you know what I see. I've been super busy like all of us and haven't had a chance to go see that yet, and I'm a bad, bad friend in those regards. So anyway, I'll go check it out. Thank you.
No, you're a good friend no matter what. All right, WRKU327 stepping away from the shack, the radio. The microphone, the push to talk, the pickle, as they say. Anyway, have a great week, everybody.
You too. Thanks, Wes. All right, WRKV487, it's family time for me. I'll be monitoring a little bit, but mostly away. Thanks.